Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
All right, so the fat drug, is it going to be cheaper? That's the question. Will the fat drug be cheaper? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, 855-839-1210. On X, at Rich Zeoli. This hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria. VenariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see Dr. Mike. What are you waiting for? I mean, it's middle of May. Had my daughter's confirmation. First communion yesterday. Lots of pictures. And I'm just grateful for the beautiful smile. You should be, too. So go see Dr. Mike today, all right? First of all, let's talk about Newark, New Jersey for a moment, okay? I want to talk about this because this issue is amazing to me. This guy, Ross Baraka, who 5 minutes ago nobody ever heard of, was a long-shot candidate running for the governor of New Jersey in the Democrat primary. New Jersey is one of two states that have a gubernatorial election this year, New Jersey and Virginia. And this guy, Ross Baraka, was not the front runner. This Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill is the front runner. She's got a ton of cash, woman, congresswoman, and they thought, okay, she's it. She's gonna do great. All of a sudden, Ross Baraka gets arrested by ICE. All right, so ICE arrests the guy, and it's a big deal. Alina Haba announces charges against him. Now suddenly the guy's everywhere. He's everywhere. Getting all of this, what we used to call in politics, earned media. In other words, that's not media that you pay for. That's the stuff that you get by doing something. So David Wildstein, who writes over at njglobe.com, he's got a great point on this. Democrat gubernatorial candidate is everywhere as he takes on Trump's immigration, customs enforcement, and Trump himself. He said, who says earned media is dead? Ross Baraka is getting the kind of free publicity that candidates in New Jersey dream of following his arrest on Friday as he attempted to enter a new immigrant detention facility in Newark. The story has been picked up by ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, along with national newspaper coverage that potentially gives the three-term Newark mayor a bump in advance of the upcoming June 10th Democratic primary for governor of New Jersey. In a field of six Democratic candidates, each promising to fight Donald Trump, Baraka could turn the coverage of his battle with the Trump administration into actual votes. Now, Micah Rasmussen of the Rebovich Institute for New Jersey Politics at Rider University said the following. Ultimately, this closely matched field is going to break for one candidate. And just as that's happening, Baraka is national news. For better or worse, the timing of Baraka's arrest makes it entirely possible that he may have the strongest name recognition heading into next month's primary. Baraka gets the added benefit of having been being in the Trump administration's crosshairs. Interim United States Attorney Alina Haba said he, quote, committed trespass and ignored multiple warnings from Homeland Security investigations. Now, remember something. This facility was there and nobody cared. Nobody complained about it before. Nobody cared. It's only now an opportunity to do something about it because Trump is in the White House. So they figure, well, hey, great. This is a great opportunity. We can go out there and we can make a stink about it. And then maybe, just maybe, we'll wind up, oh, I don't know. Maybe we'll wind up getting lots and lots of news coverage over this. And sure enough, they're getting lots and lots of news coverage for this. The question that I have is, how many other Democrats are going to go down this road? How many other Democrats are going to try to break through like this? They look at the situation, they go, oh, well, you know, this guy, Ross Baraka, I mean, he's everywhere now. So maybe we should do what he did. Maybe we should try to get arrested. You know, maybe we should be the ones who turn around and go, hey, let's get in the crosshairs of Alina Haba and Donald Trump, because if we do that, then suddenly everyone will talk about us. The reality is we're there exercising our rights under the law and their opposition. It does not give them the right to arrest us, humiliate us, or degrade us because they don't agree with us, said the Newark mayor on MSNBC. An operative working for another candidate admitted that Baraka's protest, even if it was just a campaign stunt, will help him. All he needs right now is for Trump to bash him on Truth Social and it's over, the Democrat operative said. Some candidates have also been able to get some national television coverage. Representative Josh Gottheimer and New Jersey Education Association President Sean Spiller got on the air Saturday morning when they covered their remarks outside the detention facility on Saturday morning prior to Baraka's press conference. And basically, a third of the state's Democrats polled by Eagleton had yet to decide on a candidate as of last month, which means they still need to learn more, whether from ads, debates, or what they see on the news. It would take a lot for any story or candidate to get more national and local coverage than Baraka's arrest by Trump officers. Now the guy is threatening to sue. He's threatening to sue, which I think would be just, you know, absolutely hilarious if he actually does that. And maybe he will. Maybe he will. It'd be a dumb idea if he does, though, don't you think? Because if he does this, if he sues,
the city have the right to go anywhere in this city, particularly in places where I think our laws are being violated. I went up in a driveway with our healthcare inspectors and our fire inspectors early on, and we've been doing that for the last couple of days. They've been ignoring us, and actually the Congress people who have oversight on this went onto the property and tried to get inside, and they made them wait over an hour, and they never got in, never.
They mentioned that, and one of the things that the congresswoman I spoke with alluded to is that she thinks they were tipped off, that perhaps they were tipped off to you coming. I don't know. Of course, this all needs to be looked into, but
yeah, by
the nature of your arrest with masked members of ICE just felt, and we've all seen the video.
If he was tipped off, by the way, it was tipped off by his own campaign team tipped them off, because why not? This dude wanted to get arrested. He wanted this. He wanted to be in the spotlight like he is right now. Talking to Jen Psaki on MSNBC about this. Kidding me? It's a freaking gift to him.
Seen the video. I mean, incredibly suspect, just watching
Sus.
It.
Sus. It was
terrible.
They
obviously targeted me. It was more than I wasn't the only one out there. They came directly to me, right? Mm. And tried to arrest me. No one else. Me. And so I honestly believe, I was targeted there. And, it's interesting to see all these people making these comments on social media, from the government about why I was there. I didn't come down there to protest. I came down there for a press conference with the Congress people. I knew I was going to get in the building with them. I was waiting for them to return from outside of the building to participate in a press conference with them. I was already there earlier that morning. I didn't need to. If I wanted to protest, I could have protested that morning.
Oh, you were there. Oh, that's fascinating and that you were there.
This was an attempt.
Now, let's think about this for a moment. This could help him in the primary. And even the Repovich Institute guy, Michael Rasmussen, acknowledges that. But could hurt him in the general. This is the problem writ large for the Democrat Party. So I talked about this earlier today when I was on Dana Perino's podcast, Perino on Politics, which you can download and get everywhere you listen to your podcast. It was an excellent conversation. We talked about like a billion different things because the way today happened, as I mentioned earlier in the show, is I came up to New York to do America's Newsroom. I was supposed to be on with Jimmy Fallon, the two of us on the panel. And then the president started speaking at like 9:45, 9:50. And I just knew. I knew from the way his energy level was. I texted Fela. I said, well, you know, we're not getting on here, right? So we go up to the floor where the studio is, and we get mic'd up and makeup on and everything. And we're just sitting there BSing. And then sure enough, at like, I don't know, 10:45, I get a text from the booker. And she says, sorry, guys, the panel, you know, been canceled. All right, no big deal. Came down to the or went up to the radio Fox News audio floor, and then I sat down with Dana, and Dana, of course, was unpacking everything that the president just talked about for 90 minutes. So we talked about drug prices and tariffs and realigning the world order, and then we got into the politics of this and John Fetterman and Democrats and the opposition and just talked about a lot of different things. But let's one of the key points that I made, though, was the Democrats have this problem where they keep running in to win the primary, but they say win the primary doesn't mean they win the general, and the tactics that they have to do to win the primary means they're going to lose the general election. And this is a great example of that. This is a great example of exactly what I'm talking about, which is you go there, you have this fake protest to try to get arrested, and then in the general election, you look like a guy who's out there defending and protecting criminals, not just, you know, normal people working at restaurants and stores or in the fields, but criminals at an ICE detention facility where they house people like MS-13 gang members. So it's a bad look in a general election, even in a state like New Jersey. But the question is, will other Democrats go down this route, or will they try to do the John Fetterman with the John Fetterman who's coming out there and saying that we have to get illegal immigration under control, and he's giving the president credit for doing so. And so then what happens? Well, then you have all these stories coming out about how John Fetterman is losing his mind. John Fetterman can't function. He can't do the job. He's got to go. Story after story. I mean, the day after his debate with Dr. Oz, and he could barely get through because of the stroke that he had. And I said, you know, maybe the guy should take some time and go heal. Well, now Democrats are all saying this about him. I mean, this is hit piece after another hit piece. It's because he's trying to run in that moderate lane, and they don't want anybody in that moderate lane. They just don't. They want – this is what they want. They want crazy. So this guy may have just helped himself become the Democrat nominee for governor. But if that's the case, then good for the Republican, whoever that candidate emerges to be, because they're going to win. They're going to beat him. You get somebody to the far left on this issue in a state where Trump only lost by 5 points and they didn't even invest any resources into New Jersey, and that person's going to lose the general election. So then on CNN, they brought out Rob Menendez, the son of convicted felon senator, former Senator Bob Menendez, former Congresswoman Bonnie Watson Coleman, and other crazy people to talk about how this is such an issue. And they all have to be the resistance to Donald Trump. Take a listen to this.
And this was an attempt. You were doing an event there, but you were also trying to go forward with part of your job in Congress, which is oversight. Were you able to get any of that oversight actually done? Congresswoman MacGyver, I'll send that to you.
Yes, we actually were. I mean, that's why I find it to be appalling that they said we were trespassing, because how are we trespassing? And then you offer us a tour at the end, which is the reason why we were there in the first place, to have a tour of this facility that had just opened up on May 1st. It had over 100 detainees. We were getting reports prior to our tour that children were there. We did not know the status of the facility or the status of the detainees. And so that is why we showed up there, to do our job as members in New Jersey and count on us to do our job. Immigration has been something that's in the back doors, in the backyards of New Jersey, and it's our jobs to make sure everything is running properly at this facility. So we were able to get a tour towards the end of all of that commotion, all of that chaos. They took us on a tour, offered us a soda in the midst of doing this, never apologized or said anything about the confrontation and the chaos that they caused outside. But we were able to get in, speak to detainees, check out the facilities, and, you know, make sure everything was okay there.
They offered you a soda? These monsters. They offered you a soda? These people have no soul. These are monsters. Okay? That's what these people are. They're monsters. Now, in all the stories about Democrats right now, and you got, you know, AOC who's like, come at me, bro. Come get me, Tom Homan. That's AOC's strategy with all this, you know? You come at me. You know, they love this, and they would love, and I mean love nothing more than to wind up in the exact same place that Ross Baraka found himself in. Don't kid yourselves on this point. Don't think for a second these people don't want to be arrested. They're like, you offered us a soda. We thought we were coming here, we were going to get shackled and chained, and we were going to become martyrs, and nah, not so much, huh? So I think the Newark mayor wanted to get arrested. I think he knew he'd get all this publicity out of it. And that's why he did what he did. And I think you'd have to be an idiot not to see that. Has the trajectory changed now for the primary? 100%. Absolutely. No doubt about it. Because let's face it, nobody knows who these people are. So in breaking through like that, and who votes in primaries but the extreme of your base? So you've got the extreme left who is anti-Trump and anti all of this stuff and just wants to see illegal immigrants be able to run free and born free like the wind. They're the people that now are going to come out and vote in the June primary for governor. I can't get enough of this clip from today. I know I played it a few times earlier, but you love this. This is one of my favorites. Today, making the drug price announcement. And the president talk about the fat drug. I'm sorry, but you don't think it's the funniest thing you've ever heard? The president talking about the fat drug? Because, well, everybody's doing it, apparently. I don't know. Somebody else that I know, I'm not going to name names, came up to me recently and said they were doing the shot. They were doing this. And people noticed that I lost some weight. They said, what are you doing? Are you doing Ozempic or whatever it is? You know, I said, no, I'm not. I do intermittent fasting. On the weekends, I really don't. Obviously, I made wood-fired pizza over the weekend. But a lot of people are doing this now. So when you talk about all these fancy, fancy pants drugs, the only point I'd make on this is, you know, it's easy to go after drug prices and as a talking point. But the investment that's made by these pharmaceutical companies with no guarantee of success to bring a new drug to market, and the years and the regulations and the cost and the research, the incentive is that they're going to get a blockbuster drug and make a gajillion dollars on it. Otherwise, there's no incentive for them to do the research. That's why there's a lot of drugs that you've never heard of out there before that they need updates to, and they don't have them because there's no marketplace to go out there and try to find it when you can come up with the breakthrough drug that either makes you lose weight or something else, and then everybody wants that drug. And if insurance isn't going to cover it, then people are just going to pay out of pocket for it. So what you have is you have these independent pharmacies that pop up now. They're all over Instagram, too. They're all over Instagram. Like there's clinics offering men testosterone and this and that. And they've got, of course, the little pills that make your thingy go up. Not that I've ever needed that, you know what I'm saying? But we've seen it. We know what they're talking about. They've got everything. So you have people that then go to these private clinics to get this stuff because insurance isn't going to cover it. And what you'll see happen is that drugs that they can make a lot of money off of, they just won't be something that they'll stop the research into it, or the insurance company just won't cover it, or it's not going to be available to people, and that's okay. I mean, it doesn't have to be. You know, it's some of these things you have to ask yourself, well, why should the government be paying for these drugs in the first place? But The whole system's a mess. This is going to – court fights abound. There's no doubt about that. There's going to be court fights. The pharmaceutical industry's got tons of power. They're going to come after this, obviously. You know that. I know that. We all know that. But you got – look, you got – what you got to say to all this is that clearly there is a problem when you've got countries around the world that have socialized medicine – and then their drugs are capped, but it's socialized medicine. And we don't want that here in the United States of America. We don't want that. That's not what we want. If we want that, we'll regret it. You know what I mean? We'll regret that to the point where someday we'll turn around and go, oh, man, you know, what mistake did we make here? But Democrats want that. Democrats want that. I mean, Democrats are out there all the time talking about this stuff. Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders wants socialized medicine. He wants socialized health care. He wants all these things. That's what he wants. Bernie wants this. And, you know, Bernie's not going to stop till Bernie gets it. AOC, they all want this. I mean, that's their goal. And their goal is to get that for everybody. So, you know, Trump goes out there today. He talks about this guy. He knows he's all stressed out. He's on the fat drug. Just made me laugh. I was like, yeah, it's all the rage now. There's a lot of pressure out there on people, you know. A lot of pressure to look good. I have pressure on TV, too. Obviously, not as much pressure when you get bumped. Because when you get bumped, well, then, you know, you don't have to worry about how you look on camera because you're not going on camera. You're getting bumped. But they say the camera adds 20 pounds. We were joking about this. Like, how many people in television are now doing the fat drug? Which I guess we're all going to call it that now, the fat drug. A lot. A lot, because it's well, if it's people love shortcuts too. That's the other thing. They love shortcuts. They love if anything can give them a shortcut, they'll take it. You know what I mean? Like if they can come out with a shortcut and not have to do the work, then they'll 100% do that. That's just human nature, I think. It's human nature. But we get a lot more to talk about as the show continues today. J. Christian Adams is going to join me next. There's a big lawsuit around death threats that you may have received in the last election. The tolerant left. If you did receive one of those death threats, there's a $2,000 reward, your name on it. $2,000. Pretty good. It's a good chunk of change right there. All right, so stick around. We're going to talk about that as we continue on the show here at our fourth and final hour on X at Rich Zeoli. Don't go away.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
All right, joining me now on the show, it's great to have him back on the show. He's president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, and we're going to talk about death threats against Trump supporters in Pennsylvania. He's J. Christian Adams, and he joins me now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Christian, brother, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me, Rich.
Absolutely. Let's talk about this lawsuit you guys have filed now. Election-related death threats, going back to the 2024 election cycle, it's shocking, you know, because it seems the left is just so incredibly tolerant.
Yeah. Well, you know, so these letters, literally they were letters, got mailed all over the Philly suburbs to voters who had Trump signs in front of their house, which means their house had to have been cased out, Rich. Don't forget.
Right.
They're sending it to people with Trump signs, threatening to kill them or kill their cat or visit in the dead of night. The cat will be shot, say the letters. And so that's not what's supposed to happen in America. You don't get death threats because you have a Trump sign.
No, you should not get death threats for any reason, of course, obviously. But it just always seems like it's their side doing it to us and not the other way around. So with the lawsuit that you guys have filed, the Public Interest Legal Foundation has filed here, what's the goal of this? Is it you feel it's just that justice is not being served? Nobody's being held accountable for this?
Yeah, that's one of them. That's why we have a $2,000 reward for any information leading to the identity of the author. If you go to publicinterestlegal.org, you can see the letters. There's some distinctive handwriting on the envelope that maybe somebody will recognize as her knucklehead brother-in-law or ex-boyfriend. And the goal is to get the agencies like the Postal Inspector Service to do their job. You know, do they have Inspector Clouseau working there? Why have you not figured out who this is by now? Why isn't the state police doing their job? You know, Governor Shapiro talks about political violence. Well, here you go.
Yep.
What are you doing about it?
Yeah, and great with the Inspector Clouseau reference, by the way. One of my absolute favorites. Now, I never saw the remake with Steve Martin, but old school Peter Sellers, obviously. This is important, and our buddy Linda Kearns, of course, serving as the local counsel in the case, and it's now in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. I know people who personally had this happen to them, and of course, it is an attempt to intimidate people. It's an attempt to keep them from going out to vote or tell their friends who they're voting for or anything like this. I mean, one letter read the following: we know where you live, your property, your family may be impacted, your cat may get shot, you tread on me at your peril. I mean, it's completely unacceptable.
America is about freedom and not having thugs beat down the door because of your politics. I mean, that's what makes this country great. And when somebody violates that principle, like they did in Philadelphia, the institutions responsible for guarding the American dream have got to respond.
Right.
Where on earth is the Pennsylvania State Police? And by the way, we know from the case that the local cops in some of these towns said, wasn't nothing we could do about it. That was their attitude. Well, guess what? Then you don't deserve your job. Then why should a charity like the Public Interest Legal Foundation have to do it for you? And that's the situation we're in.
Christian Adams is with me. Publicinterestlegal.org is the website, publicinterestlegal.org. I appreciate you not letting this go, because some people listening might go, all right, the election's over, man. This is ancient history. Just let it go and move on. But we can't, because our elections are sacred. And we have an election every single year. I mean, this year in Pennsylvania, it's judges. New Jersey has a governor's election. Then before we know it, we'll be in midterms. And then before we know it, I mean, we'll be in another presidential election cycle. And the problem with leaving any of this behind is that they will try it again. And a lot of the times, it seems to me that these are not just one-offs. These are organized groups who are behind this effort. So you may get a bonus here, Christian, in the sense that you may be able to expose that and who's paying for it as well.
Yeah, this is about the next election as much as it is the last election where the threats of death occurred. And we have to create a culture where people feel protected. We have to make voters feel that this is such a reprehensible thing to do that they're not going to get away with it the next time. And if that clown is listening, I don't think you're going to get away with this because you can't send death threats in the mail. Eventually, our institutions are going to catch up and do their job. If we have to sue, which we're doing to find out how little some of these institutions have done, we're going to find out. Because, by the way, Rich, last week the federal court granted us our motion. We won our motion to be able to do discovery on the postal inspectors, on the police, on the state police to figure out what they have done, if anything, and then move the ball forward from there. But guess what? We're going to figure out how little you've done, Officer Clouseau, at some of the local police departments.
Now, there's a $2,000 reward for information on the Pennsylvania death threats. So how does somebody go about getting that money? Because I mean, hey, listen, that's no chump change.
Yeah, send us the tip. I don't guarantee, but there's a strong chance that this idiot who sent these death threats to Trump voters has got an ex-girlfriend, right? Because anyone who does stuff like this, that the girlfriend doesn't stick around very long, that maybe they have a brother-in-law who hates his guts and heard him boasting at Thanksgiving. So there's people out there that might know information. Go to the Public Interest Legal Foundation website. There's a tip line. Send us your tip. It's anonymous. If it's the right guy, you're going to tell us you're going to get $2,000.
What are some of the other cases that you're working on right now, even outside of Pennsylvania, but could have major impact on the next election cycle?
Well, look, transparency is a big fight. We've been in a making sure election records are transparent across the country. We have lawsuits from Hawaii to your Al Schmidt in PA. We've been fighting with them going back a decade, it seems, on alien voting records that Al Schmidt doesn't want to give up. We won at the district court level in federal court, and the Third Circuit just reversed us last week. So we're going to keep going up on that transparency fight. So we fight for transparency. We fight for only citizens voting. We fight for not using race and redistricting. There's a lot of stuff we do at publicinterestlegal.org.
I think a lot of people listening right now want to make sure that dead people are not voting. I mean, it sounds like a very, very simple thing, but then again, I grew up in Jersey politics, and Governor Brendan Byrne used to always make the joke, when I die, I want to be buried in whatever county he was speaking in that was a Democrat county because I want to remain active in politics. Clearing voter rolls and then having voter ID. And then, of course, now with what they pass on the federal level, ensuring that only American citizens can vote. How important is all that to the integrity of our elections?
Well, it's enormously important, and that's why we've been so busy in that space for the last 10 years. For example, we do data runs, and in Michigan, we found 25,000 dead people on the active rolls, some who died 20 years ago. So we sued Michigan under the motor voter law. We got a very bad decision that says, states have a lot of leeway. And I think Al Schmidt was very excited about it because it helped him not do his job. And then in Pennsylvania, we have the same problem. We found people, non-citizens in Pittsburgh. We found a guy in Pittsburgh, Rashawn Slade, Rich. He was registered to vote 7 times simultaneously. 7 times. And Harrisburg knew about it and they didn't do anything about it. So we're kind of like a bulldog on these issues and we're going to keep doing it.
Good. I'm glad you are because nothing is more important, obviously, than the sanctity of our election, because otherwise we're no longer a republic where it's a clown show. So good. Excellent. If you're interested, if you have information, go to publicinterestlegal.org. And if you know anyone who is making those death threats, $2,000 could be yours. So this is important stuff. Christian, as always, a pleasure, my friend. I appreciate your time today and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Rich.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
All right. As we continue along here on the show, before I get out of here and turn it over to Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla, remember... years ago, there was a bill in Florida that the left was screaming, Disney was screaming, it said, don't say gay. You remember that? It was the don't say gay bill. Daily Wire is a great piece on this. Disney threw a fit over the don't say gay bill in Florida. It's now building a park where being gay is illegal. Abu Dhabi. That's right. Disney Abu Dhabi. That's what's coming. It is a city where homosexuality is illegal. And the bill at the time in Florida, of course, did not make homosexuality illegal, nor did it say that you couldn't say gay. It was about parental rights and education, but Disney blasted it, which then, of course, led to a fight with Governor Ron DeSantis, which then led to the state of Florida taking away their special improvement district so that Disney could no longer get these special perks and everything else. Remember, I mean, we all remember this whole thing, right? And it was one of those moments where the Florida governor was able to turn around and go, oh, really, Disney? Oh, okay, you don't. You want to meddle in state politics? All right. Well, guess what? Now yous can't leave. And of course, Disney's still there in Florida. They didn't go anywhere. And then, in fact, other parks are expanding, like Universal Florida is expanding, for example. Disney's theme parks are performing well. The company reported they brought in $8.9 billion in the second quarter. $8.9 billion. In just the second quarter alone. But Disney shares have traded down 17.2% so far this year. Abu Dhabi is the capital city of the United Arab Emirates, where sexual activity between two men or two women is punishable by up to 14 years in prison. Yeah, but you know, at least they'll be in prison with other people of the same sex, theoretically. So that's because trans-identifying people or a male disguising as a female can be criminally prosecuted and face up to a year in prison and fines. So the gay guys would go to a men's prison and the gay women would go to a women's prison. But regardless of the fact, Disney doesn't seem to care. The country's laws reportedly originate with Sharia law. The Walt Disney Company and Mural, Abu Dhabi's leading creator of immersive destinations and experiences, announced an agreement to create a landmark Disney theme park resort in Abu Dhabi of the United Arab Emirates. That was what Disney said in an announcement on Wednesday. The new theme park resort in Abu Dhabi will be authentically Disney and distinctly Emirati, combining Disney's iconic stories, characters, and attractions with Abu Dhabi's vibrant culture, stunning shorelines, and breathtaking architecture. The seventh Disney theme park resort will combine Disney's iconic stories, characters, and attractions, blah, 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 blah. And the CEO, Robert Iger, called it a thrilling moment for the company. Abu Dhabi's culture is rich with an appreciation for the arts and creativity. And Disneyland Abu Dhabi will be authentically Disney and distinctly Emirati. Yeah, I can't wait for the Pirates of the Stoning. Yeah, you know that the immersive ride where you get to stone two gay people. That'll be an immersive, I believe, 4D experience. Disney also included a statement from Abu Dhabi's chairman of its Department of Culture and Tourism, Mohammed Kafika Al Mubarak, who said the city is a place where we preserve our past while designing the future. Now, back in 2022, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the state's parental rights bill prohibiting classroom instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity in kindergarten through third grade. In response, Disney came out swinging against the law. Disney CEO at the time, Bob Chapek, called DeSantis to express our disappointment and concern that if this legislation becomes law, it could be used to unfairly target gay, lesbian, non-binary, and transgender kids and families. Of course, none of that ever happened. Disney's unusual decision to publicly oppose the law kicked off a years-long fight with Florida officials. And that's when Governor DeSantis went after their special tax district in Florida, which had allowed Disney to govern semi-independent since 1967. Meanwhile, Disney has come under fire from parents in recent years for inserting LGBTQ+IA themes in children's movies, such as the gay kiss in the 2022 Lightyear film, which flopped at the box office. There's also a kiss between two women in the new Andor show that's on Disney Plus. So I don't know if those shows are available in Abu Dhabi. And I don't know if at the Abu Dhabi land, you can have those immersive experiences there. But see, this has always been the problem with companies like Disney. And for a long time, as companies like this embrace the pride flag or embrace any of the woke LGBTQ or any other woke initiative, I always said to you it was nonsense. And the reason why they did it is because the left is always screaming about how much their CEOs make and the people that work there make. And then the people in the, like, if you work at a Disneyland park, you're making minimum wage or a little bit more than that, maybe, but not much more. You're the CEO and you're making like $25 million a year, you know, stock options, bonuses, and everything. That disparity that exists in corporate America, for a long time, they thought they could get away with it by jumping on board with whatever woke cause they possibly could. So that's what they would do. And then they would keep the Twitter mob at bay, you know, the people with the hate has no home here signs in the yard at bay. Then after a while, it just got boring. And then they just realized they don't have to do that anymore because people don't care. People don't care about your stupid causes. They just go out there and make money. You have an obligation to your shareholders to make money. It's the same thing. It's why Disney, you know, when they made the live action Mulan in China and literally thanked the people who were imprisoning the Uyghurs, the Muslim minority, you had to know they were completely full of it, right? I mean, it's like anybody really thought for a second these people had any ounce of actual sincerity in anything that they did, but they love doing it. You know what I mean? Now, the truth of the matter is that, like, with a lot of this stuff, yeah, whether it's Disney or any of the other woke shows that are out there, I don't know if you're going to ever see them realize the marketplace that exists for people that don't want woke nonsense. It's a vast marketplace. It's a really big one. The problem is that it's very expensive to make entertainment in the United States of America. So these big Hollywood productions and TV shows wind up doing it overseas. And then they can pay less too at a lot of these places too. You know, that's the other reality of this. They can pay a whole lot less for this. So, you know, I'm of the mindset that if a project's good, if it's a good story, if it's a good show, if it's a good movie, people are going to flock to it. If it's not good, then they're not. But, you know, the money that they charge, though, too, for a lot of these things. I mean, the money they charge is amazing. But now that we have a trade deal with China, at least for 90 days, it's going to make Hollywood breathe a sigh of relief because they make a ton of cash on Chinese screens. They do. It's all about the Asian market for them. They want to make sure their movie can be shown in China. And they'll edit scenes. They'll edit out things so that they can still do this in China. They'll do that. And they don't have to worry about the censorship there, because they can't risk losing that money. You know what I mean? They can't risk that. Oh, by the way, House Republicans have released a sweeping plan to curb who gets Medicaid coverage and roll back former President Joe Biden's electric vehicle mandate, among other measures in the One Big Beautiful Bill. The Energy and Commerce Committee, which has broad jurisdiction, including over federal health programs, telecommunications, and energy, was tasked with finding at least $880 billion in spending cuts to pay for other priorities in the president's Big Beautiful Bill. Committee Chairman Brett Guthrie of Kentucky told House Republicans that the panel had found north of $900 billion in savings. However, Republicans largely avoided the deep cuts to Medicaid that were sought by some fiscal hawks in the House GOP conference, a win for more moderate Republicans who were politically vulnerable to Democratic attacks on the issue. Legislation put a new 80-hour per month work requirement on certain able-bodied adults receiving Medicaid age 19 through 64. It would also put guardrails on states spending funds on their expanded Medicaid populations. The Affordable Care Act allows states to expand Medicaid coverage to adults who make up to 138% of the poverty level. More specifically, states that provide Medicaid coverage to illegal immigrants could see their federal Medicaid reimbursement dollars diminished, putting more of that cost on the state itself. The bill would also require states with expanded Medicaid populations to perform eligibility checks every 6 months to ensure the system is not being abused. Now, they're also ending, thank God they're ending too, $105 billion in the stupid EV mandate. You know that, who was it, the golfer that came out and criticized Gavin Newsom over that stupid train they were going to build? You know, they spent billions of dollars building that dumb high-speed rail in California, and not a single foot of track has been built. Billions of dollars. Really, with those EVs, they spent billions of dollars on the charging stations, and nothing ever came of it. Nothing ever came of it. So, you know what all of this comes from, right? People that have deep pockets in Washington, who have big lobbyists, and then they turn around and they get their friends who are all in the green energy sector to get all their subsidies for all this stuff. So yeah, Phil Mickelson, that's who it was, took a swipe at Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, mocking the state's inability to complete a high-speed rail project that has been talked about for years. Newsom announced Wednesday on his X page that California would be suing the president over his decision to withhold billions of dollars in electric vehicles and funding for electric vehicle infrastructure. Why should they go forward with that? Why should they? Billions have already been wasted. The California high-speed rail project was first originally approved by voters in 2008. It was originally supposed to offer a convenient land route stretching from Los Angeles and San Francisco. The state has spent billions on the project so far. Not a single section of track has been completed. How about that? Not a single section of track has been completed. I'm just as shocked as you are. Shocked by that. All right, listen, have a great rest of your night tonight. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. We'll have another jam-packed show for you tomorrow, I'm sure, as we kick off another very busy week of international news, local news, national news, and everything in between, and the fat drug too. All right? Thank you for listening. Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon is up next. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.